Hi, I have a question about the new Microsoft Zoom player. Maybe you heard the rumor that they're that it shall violating Creative Commons. I have no clue if it is just a rumor, but maybe you can give us your impressions.
Right, so as you know, the new Zoom player enables people to wirelessly share content with other people. And all of the content that's being shared is automatically wrapped in DRM that puts a time limit on the content that can be shared. So if you take a CC song and you share it during your Zoom player, DRM is restricting the life of that CC song on the other device to 3 days. I think that's the number. That's a problem in the context of Creative Commons licenses because the license explicitly forbids the use of DRM that would restrict the rights that the license is otherwise granting. So if you have a Creative Commons marked content song, that gives you a perpetual right, or as long as the copyright is, which is perpetual, to copy and play and remix that song. And so if you use DRM to limit that to just 3 days, then you're violating the terms of the license. This is literally, I just saw these emails yesterday inside the Creative Commons HQ about this, and we're going to have conversations with Microsoft about this. You can understand there's a little bit of an architectural struggle that Microsoft is going to face about it. So let's say Microsoft says, okay, if we see an object is marked with a CC license, using either we mark in the ID3 tag in the MP3s, or again, we're going to use XMP and every other digital object to mark the content. If Microsoft says, okay, if it's marked with a Creative Commons license, then we won't apply DRM to it. Well, so for CC license content, that's great, but that creates a real incentive for people to lie about the CC license. And obviously, we're not happy about people lying about CC license content. That creates a lot of trouble for us. So this is the... this is the balance that they're going to have to think about, we're going to have to think about. In the MP3 context, when we released a protocol to allow people to mark MP3s with Creative Commons licenses, we had a little trick that said basically that you can also include an authenticating link back that authenticates the fact that this content is licensed under a CC license. The reason we did that is that if somebody marks a Madonna song, I don't think she's a CC supporter yet. So if somebody marks a Madonna song with a CC license and puts it out there on the web, we want a way to actually make it so you can turn off the license. So you can use the standard forms like the DMCA to go and say, take the authenticating link down. And if the authenticating link's down, then if you try to verify the license, it won't verify the license. So that's a way to kind of turn objects into web pages, because basically the same responsibility can be attached to an object as to a web page. And it might be a similar solution is going to be necessary here for this. But you know, I'm quite sure that the developers inside the huge company of Microsoft who are developing Zoom just don't think about things like free content. And so the part of Microsoft that was eager to push the Office plugin, we'll obviously have to begin to talk to them about it.
Alec.